It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling so good. I feel so good.
Greetings and welcome, everybody, to the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Ray Adams here with you all hour long, along with Dr. Bob Denny. He is the PGA of America's historian emeritus. Greg Renshaw is teaching right now. He has many things happening. We hope he'll be able to join us here. But if not, we know that his work and family are right there at the top of the list, and we'll catch up with Craig soon enough if we don't get him today. Also, one more thing. I just came back from the dermatologist, and I will tell you that you've heard me continue to encourage. I hope it's not harping or preaching that you're hearing, but encouraging you to, with every bit of my passion and strength in me, to get you to get to your dermatologist, because I went with my wife to her dermatologist, and that's when it all began with me, when the dermatologist saw something on me and said, I don't like that. And when they took the biopsy and everything, it ended up being something that needed to be removed surgically. I've now had it done 3 times. I've had a number of the things where they burn it off, you know, with that special can of whatever they spray on you.
Nitrogen.
And you're hearing Dr. Bob Denny. Bob is there. Welcome and thanks for being there, Bob. Mm-hmm. I'm just encouraging everybody to get to your dermatologist, whether you think you need to go or not. Now, I never had an issue with my skin ever in my entire life. And, of course, I spent most of my life outdoors. And we could go on and on about all the places I spent outdoors, but you know where you spend outdoors. We love to be outdoors. We love to play our great game of golf. We love to be out with pickleball, hiking, horseback riding. I mean, we could go on and on with fishing and tennis and swimming and the ocean and the beach. And we could go on and on. We love the open spaces and we like to be outdoors. We want to soak up that sunshine, which is wonderful. But you've got to wear the right sunscreen, not just a sunscreen that you picked up at the dollar shop. I'm talking about sunscreen. And yes, it's going to cost you some money to wear the right sunscreen. And then, of course, you want to hydrate. Well, I have one of the great dermatologists in Arizona, longtime dermatologist, although he's still quite a young man. He's also an avid golfer, and he will be coming on the show with us soon. He's going to talk all about dermatology, your skin, the largest organ in our bodies. He's going to talk about the right kind of sunscreen. He's going to talk about other little things that will affect you and or, well, your life and how important it is and why it is so important that we do not neglect things. So just back from the dermatologist, Dr. Barr, his name, will be joining us. I'll give him all the due proper introductions when that day comes, and it will be soon. Yes, he's the one that did my surgery today. And so you can... make sure that you take it from me that it's time for you to go. And if you haven't been in a while or ever, go. Make the appointment. All right, Dr. Bob, call Dr. Bob. You're wanted in radio golf surgery here. And we need you to be our historian. And I'm going to depend on you a lot during the show today because, well, I feel fine. I'm just a little, you know, just got back from surgery from the doctor where he cut my ear open. Yeah, that. So, all right, everybody, let's get right to it, Bob. We've got just a lot of golf going on, and I want to mention that one of my favorite companies is CertaFresh Cigar. They're bringing this segment to us. CertaFresh Cigar, custom in the tubes, all the great brands in the world, powered by Boveda, the great humidification company, goes in 3,000 or more golf shops and more growing every day. you want to go to certifreshcigar.com. If you have an outing coming up, if you have a corporate outing, a nonprofit outing, if you want to get cigars, if you want to have them custom labeled on the humidified tubes. Golf shops never have to worry about humidifiers and worrying if the cigars go stale. They're certified fresh for up to a year. It says so right on the tube. Wonderful, wonderful company. Family owned, operated out of Minnesota, certifreshcigar.com, bringing you this segment today. I'll mention a few others a little bit later in the show and some Anthem only, where I talk about our local businesses all over the country. Late in the show. All right, Bob, where are we headed first?
Well, it's a good way to look at this this week is to look back on the Wyndham Championship. That was a really very well played event in my mind, because we got to see the best of the best and the youngest players who may not be household names, but certainly came through. Michael Brennan winning by two strokes over Bo Hostler, and he did a wonderful job. Michael was sensational. He won the Utah Championship earlier in the year. Now he's headed to the Masters by winning the Wyndham Championship, yeah, and also to the playoffs. And he just did a wonderful job with 22 under par. He's got a beautiful golf swing. He showed us that he can play a final round when he's in contention and do very well. So it was just that type of event to watch rather than who was missing the playoffs. To me, it's more important to see this younger crowd coming up and who will be following in the years ahead.
Well, I watched the tournament as much as I could throughout the weekend and yesterday, and I can tell you that I saw some great golf shots. I thoroughly enjoyed this golf tournament, and I thoroughly enjoyed watching Brennan win. I know others were extremely disappointed in that they, were unable to do that. But hey, look, whenever you're talking about that kind of a golf course, and the final event before the playoffs, everybody trying to get in and be in the top 70. We're going to look at that list here in just a moment. Michael Brennan wins the golf tournament, 22 under par. He didn't win that much money compared to a lot of the others, $1.5 million. I mean, it's a boatload of money. But, Bob, somebody said something to me today. Even at $1.5 million, he still, became a millionaire. Well, he already probably is one and has been one whenever you win multiple PGA Tour events and sponsor money and appearance money and, all that kind of jazz. But when you look at $1.5 million, and while it is a career amount of money that probably 90% of America could retire on, $1.5 million out of the PGA Tour is not that big of an amount of money, because you have to look at the breakdown. First of all, he's going to give away, I don't know how much in taxes. I would say 30%, wouldn't you?
Right now, I looked at it, and it's approximately marginally 37%.
After all deductions and everything, Now, he also has to give his caddy, I think standard is somewhere around $150,000, 10%. There may be a bonus in there. If you win, they may have an agreement where if I happen to win, I'm going to give you 12 or 14, 13% instead of 10. We don't know. But standard certainly is going to be $153,000. It's gone from there. And then you've got – so now you're under $1 million. Now, he's not a millionaire anymore if this was the first amount of money he ever won. Because from there, you've got all the expenses. You have all of your travel. You have now, I know once you get to a tournament, they take good care of you. They provide cars. They feed you. But still, there's the nights, the dinners. There's family. There's travel. There's all this sort of stuff. I mean, when it's all said and done, it's not a ton of money. But again, they're making enough money to where they're not playing for money. At least I know the top half are not. Now, maybe the second tier players certainly are. But when you shoot 22 under, you win your third PGA Tour event, you're still a very young guy. 500 FedEx Cup points gets him a lot of places. He's fine. We're not going to worry about him paying the light bill, are we?
No, not at all.
But what about Bo Hostler, though? He shoots 61 and doesn't win the tournament, loses by three, and I say loses, he misses out by three shots. He's got to be very, very disappointed. And we go down the line, and you know what I'm going to do. Here we go. Michael Brennan, not a household name. Bo Hostler, yes, he's been around, not so much though. A name. Ben James, who? Kevin Yu, who? Harry Hall is not from the USA, but again, who? Tom Kim, yes, we know, but I'll guarantee you millions don't. Andrew Novak, who? Matt Wallace, yeah, who? Hideki Matsuyama, the biggest name that you first come to that probably most people would know. I say most golfing viewers would know. Radio, golf radio listeners would know Matsuyama. Alex Noren, not so big, but been around. Alex Smalley. Here comes Billy Horschel. I mean, there's just a bunch of them, and you got to go down the line. JT was in it, Justin Thomas, probably our biggest name. And Jordan Spieth in the top 20. So, in order to keep the folks' attention, in order to keep their, desire to watch and be a part of it all, I mean, it's tough. This is not exactly what you look at with such joy in as far as the leaderboard goes. Tell me, where am I going
Yeah,
wrong?
there's nothing going wrong on that one. It's just this is those that are hungriest and ha have to fight their way into the playoffs, and that's what this is all about. That's what this championship to boil down to: get in the playoffs. And the highest ranking players didn't have to. And lo and behold, this week, guess who's entered in the FedEx Cup playoffs first event? Rory McIlroy. He had a change of heart.
And why do you think he did? Do you think there was a phone call involved in that?
Behind the scenes, I'm almost positive that he had some flack about it. And Peter Malnati coming out and saying he's very concerned. Peter's on the policy board, and saying, I guarantee you that there's been talk that this will not happen again next year.
Well, how do they make it not happen again unless they go back to the, FedEx Cup again? And every year there are changes, and there has been really, well, since, day one. But you look at it, and it's just,
It's had more touch-ups than the Mona Lisa. How's that?
I hope that Mona Lisa hasn't been touched up, but I saw the Mona Lisa.
If you study the Mona Lisa, you know that's been touched up
Yes.
way before it was hung.
Yes. And it's a
That's
wonderful.
my standard joke on touch-ups.
Well, and it's a good one. It's a point well made. I mean, there's been no question of that's every year in and year out, year in and year out. Now, let's go to the FedEx Cups because I want to go through. I think we mentioned the other day we were going to go through some of the very, I think, complicated and confusing rules of the monies and the payouts and all that. I sent an article about that. I guess you got a chance to look at it, and you can maybe kind of take us through that and summarize a little bit. I want to also talk about Brooks Koepka's comments about his season and his game. Well, we know the putting wasn't there, but he was pretty hard on himself, wasn't he? And but before we do that, the FedEx Cup is this week, and yes, they were all trying to get in that top 70. And we're going to look at that list as well. I don't know if you have it called up in front of you or not, but make sure you do. We'll have a look at that. And I'm especially interested in the next, I don't know how many players that we should look at below 70, or I should say higher than 70, that did not make it in, like Brooks Koepka. So I'm interested in all that conversation. And that's what's happening, folks. So stay with me. We've got a great 45, 50 minutes of golf talk. All right, Tommy Fleetwood won last year. Very big, popular win. Scottie Scheffler won in 24. And then from there, you've got Victor Hovland going back. Rory won and in 22. Patrick Cantlay won. See, people forget. And it's like, who won the FedEx Cup 5 years ago? Nobody knows. And you can also say, who won the FedEx Cup last year? Now that we're here at the FedEx Cup playoffs and the Tour Champion, Nobody remembers the Tommy Fleetwood one. And when I say nobody, unless you're in the media or unless you are a, sort of a golf, what I call, passionate fan, who likes to learn and remember things like that. And those are few and far between, Bob. Nobody knows Patrick Cantlay won in 2021. And as a matter of fact, I think a lot of golfers would be surprised that he won. DJ won in 20. Rory won again in 2019. Justin Rose won in 18. We've talked about every single one of these winners every single year. Justin Thomas won in 15. Rory won in 16. Again, well, that was his a big win. Jordan Spieth won in 15. But not many people remember that Billy Horschel won, a name that people would say, well, that's interesting. Who else won? Henrik Stenson won. Brandt Snedeker won. People will say, oh, I didn't remember that. I don't know that. Bill Haas won. Remember when Bill Haas won? Everybody thought, he's going to be the unknown player of the year winning a FedEx Cup championship. Probably not the name that the PGA Tour was really thrilled about winning the FedEx Cup, because not a household marquee name, but there he is winning it in 11. Jim Furyk won it in 10. Tiger won in 9. Vijay in 8. We covered every one of these. And then Tiger Woods won in the inaugural PGA Tour playoffs for the FedEx Cup Championship. Tiger won in 07. So there are your champions. And some of those names are, well, if not familiar to you, they could be a little surprising to you that those players won the entire season-long FedEx Cup. Bob, your comments?
Well, I remember that in 2007, when the playoffs started, Tiger took a rest and skipped the opener. Then he finished tie for second in the second event and won the third. And I also remember that Mr. Furyk missed the did skip the first event, and he came back and did very well in it, as we saw, as you outlined already. So it's just, like as we said, there's touch-ups, there's changes, there's tweaks to the whole thing. It's trying to make it interesting for the viewer, that kind of thing. It's always been the struggle, to try to make it interesting. FedEx is a product that is prides itself for delivering to your doorstep. They try to be on the by credit their timing and everything. You can watch it on your app. Well, are we getting the same delivery with golf that we're happening with this event? That's the question. That's the question.
Now, top 70. Let's have a look at the bottom list there. What do you have on that?
Well, Billy Horschel misses. Excuse me, Jason Day has his streak stopped of 18 straight. Jason Day. He had 18 straight of making a playoff. He missed it. Brooks Koepka missed it. Keegan Bradley and Billy Horschel. So that was the interesting group. Bo Hostler had to win the event at Wyndham to get in, had to win. And that puts a lot of pressure on a guy. He played well, but when he misses his putt, you just saw his heart on his sleeve and his anger, and you got to shake it off somehow, if you're going to continue on and have a shot in the last 5 holes, those kind of things.
When you look at the big names that are out of the tournament, the big names, and we're going to look at the FedEx Cup, we're going to look at some of the, some interesting facts about, the playoffs and things like that. We'll look at that in a minute. I have some notes on that that I made. But when you look at some of the big names that did not make it, who are they?
Kepka, yeah, and
Brooks.
he's the biggest name at the top, because he came from a, he's a what, 5-time major champion, I think it is now, and he's coming from the live place. He did it in his manner without a lot of angst going back and forth. He just paid his penalties and got in. So he was the 7 top stars of. Keegan and Jason Day and Brooks Koepka were the biggest at the time, are the ones that we noticed the most, and that's really the ones that stick out, okay, at this point.
All right. When you have big names that are not going to be in the FedEx Cup playoffs, I think it hurts the game. I mean, you take Koepka out, you take some of the big names out. However, there is one name that made it in, and I think he made it in on the 70 number. Talk about him a little bit.
Jackson Koivun, who a couple of weeks ago we were praising for his coolness, 21 years old, Auburn graduate, and he gets in with his fifth professional start. Note the word fifth. That ties Tiger Woods for the lowest number of starts to get into the playoffs. And he had six total starts, one as an amateur. I'm talking about Jackson Koivun. So he gets in on the number, finishes eight under par in the tournament, and he is cool under pressure. I like this kid. I really
I
like
do
watching him.
too.
And
I
I
do too.
obviously like watching Michael Brennan as well. They both have the moxie, and they know what it takes to be and what they have to do to grind it and win it out. So I was impressed by it.
Well, they have
And
pedigree. I mean,
yes, they
Jackson
do.
Koivun has unbelievable pedigree.
Oh yes. So
I mean,
those two are tremendous.
absolutely they are. And you're looking, folks, at the new young breed, the new
Right.
young. I hate to say guns, but the new young guns. And there's going to be a lot of Wild West shootouts out there with wedges and irons and drivers and putters in the next few years from some very young, very talented, very gritty men on the PGA Tour. And you're going to see the same thing on the LPGA Tour. I was watching the ladies, US Amateur. I'll tell you what, those young ladies could play some serious golf. Many of them are ready for the tour. There's such great golf out there everywhere. And then the Champions Tour, we're gonna look at schedules here in a bit, but let's have a quick look at Mr. Koepka. He had some very, very hard to listen to words about himself, his season, his game. It was tough. He's not in the playoffs. He's a five-time major champion. He was 86th. He needed a strong finish. It did not happen. He shot 67, 66, but the weekend scores of 74, 70 kept him outside of where he needed to be. Now he wants to be back on the PGA Tour, in full swing. He wants to, move forward. But he said, I think it's pretty pathetic that I can't get through zero top tens basically in 2 years. To be in the prime of your career and be as good as I think I am, I think that's very pathetic, disappointing. And he went on to say, just need to, oh my goodness, my screen just left me. But anyway, he was very, very honest. He was. I think one of the articles I read said it was refreshing to hear a player be so brutally honest about their, but I think being in LIV Golf sits you back. We've talked about it. It did not make them tournament tough. And I'm talking about all of them as a group. Now, individuals continue to play and play well, but look at DeChambeau. He hasn't done much of anything, Bob. I
No, he
think LIV
hasn't.
Golf has not been good to these players as far as tournament tough out on the PGA Tour. Am I upset with LIV Golf? No. Do I care if LIV Golf is there and they're playing their tournaments and the players are making a bunch of money and fans get to see these top name world-class players, Jon Rahm and DeChambeau and Brooks and others, Sergio and all these. I think it's great. They took golf around the world to a lot of different places, new places. And that's what they wanted to do, was grow the game. But they also raked in truckloads and truckloads of money. And I don't know. Isn't there a new secret investor that's on board or something? Get us up to date on that.
Well, the Terry O'Neill is the CEO of LIV Golf, and he said that there's a new investor coming in, and they have not identified that person. And but it's to a point where it will help sustain the schedule, at least for this season. At least that's the important, that's the point with what they're trying to make. So live and let die, I guess that's sort of the old theme about it, and who knows. But I will tell you though, that was pretty interesting in New York at Bedminster when Joaquin Neiman walks off with the top prize in a $30 million purse, and Harold Varner the third second, three
Harold
strokes
Varner,
back.
Harold Varner III has gotten flat out wealthy. I'm talking about legacy money playing at LIV Golf. So when you look at a guy like him, you look at a guy, well, there's several of those players that are out there on LIV. They've made more than retirement money. They've made legacy money for generations to come of their family. Look at the amount of money that Jon Rahm has been paid in DeChambeau, and on it already goes. But
An Oklahoma kid by the name of Taylor Gooch.
yeah, see, these are the kind of people that went over to live, and they really didn't have much reason not to. They really didn't. And now, though, with things sliding and slipping, let's see what happens. I think that I don't know how far LIV is going to be able to go, but I do know that they are there. They're playing, and players want to come back to the PGA Tour. It's a difficult reality for them to do that. They're making it difficult. I think they should let them all back on and be done with it. Let's get back for the fans. The fans want to see the famous players. The fans don't want to see them beat up, cut and shredded and waiting around and begging and getting on their knees and having to jump through hoops and all this stuff. I think the fans would just rather, let's blink our eyes. Everybody's back on the PGA Tour that wants to be back. And whenever you want to come back, come on back and let's be done with it. Now, people say, well, my goodness, they abandoned the tour. They went for the money. They were part of, sports washing and all of that. Yes, it's true, but it could have all been handled differently, Bob. And I've been over and over and over in my comments. I'm not for or against LIV. I never was for or against it. I was for players to be able to play the game of golf whenever and wherever they wanted to play as independent contractors, but they're really not independent contractors, are they?
Not really. And back when the all the rhubarb started between the tour and Live, it was a matter of who's going to pirate the best stars over to Live, and that was worrying the tour to no end, and that was the biggest scary part of it. When they, in fact, they could have had a mediation. Probably and worked out a kind of an agreement on that with the Players Association and the policy board, but that never happened. And as a result, we saw what happened between the two tours, and it became just a back and forth a war between the two of words, and it just really spoiled the game because money came in, and then when the Strategic Sports Group brought in its 1.5 billion to the PGA Tour, that sort of canceled out Liv's ability to put in more dollars and make it more attractive, when in fact the tour built their own little codicils in there, and that's what we were trying to explain in our previous programs for the past year or so, year and a half. But it's just the point where I think viewership, what's going to be shaking out in the 2027 2028 tour schedule, who's going to lose their ability to host these events around on the country? That's, to me, is a more interesting and more crucial aspect of the entire picture right now in pro golf.
Absolutely. All right, back to Koepka real quick. I just wanted to go through this, and I want to give credit to Yahoo Sports for writing a great article about Brooks and his comments. He played the last five holes yesterday in four over par. He got a double bogey on the last hole. All right. His putting has been the problem all year long. Now, we've watched it, we've talked about his putting. He entered the Wyndham ranked 116th on the PGA Tour in strokes gained from putting. Finished 68 among 81 players who made the cut. Ball struck it great, Koepka said, quote unquote. Quote, it's just all on the greens. I don't know what the deal is. Got zero confidence. Can't putt. I don't know. There's going to be a lot of changes here soon. End quote. What do you think those changes are going to be?
I can only say that when I look at putting, I looked at to the some of the greatest teachers. I look at Dave Stockton. You know, I look to those that really have ability that to change the mind and the Dr. Bob Rotella. He's not a putting coach, but he's a mental coach. And you have to walk in and just feel that you're comfortable wherever you are in those positions. And at the highest level, who knows what the tweaks are among these players? But I think it goes back to just how comfortable you are under pressure and like that thing, and repetitions and so far and so forth. You got to have it. Scottie Scheffler, when he has an average putting week, the sky is falling. What's happened to Scottie? You know, it hasn't. Nothing's happened to Scotty. He just he's just spoiled us. That's the thing.
Koepka says he's going to play in a couple of DP World Tour events. He's considering adding a couple of FedEx Cup fall tournaments to his schedule. The fall is shaping up to be a jam-packed way to make a gob of money for players, especially second-tier players, and there may even be some top-tier players that play in the fall. Who knows? They got to figure out this whole fall thing and what they're going to do. And well, we still really don't know exactly what things look like. But as far as next year's schedule go, Bob, get us up to date in a minute or two of what we do know.
Well, we just know that in Florida, that the very first event's going to be the Cognizant Classic. Some people remember it as the Honda Classic. Okay, well, that'd be following up by Arnold Palmer Invitational, and excuse me, the Doral Championship, then the Arnold Palmer, and there will be no Hawaii events. We know that much, and we do know that it's going to be a condensed schedule
Well,
around.
Mark Rolfing and I are very upset about that. Go ahead.
Right. But it's just been released in bits and pieces around, and we're never going to see the full release of it, I'm sure, until another couple months. We're going to hear more and more about it. But right now, that's what we have at the present time.
All right, very good. Listen, we're going to go to a break here in just a moment, and when we do, there's some very special messages from our sponsors. We love our sponsors. We need them. We want them. We love them. Just like we need and we want and we love you, our wonderful, educated, entertained, enlightened listeners. So thanks so much. Do yourself a favor. Have a listen to these great sponsors. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk a bunch of golf. We've got to look at all the schedules, what's going on with the ladies, Champions Tour, just on and on. We can keep talking golf. And if you want to weigh in, golfadams@msn.com. My big hot summer. The finish of the summer is coming. We're in August already. Can you believe it's I can't believe it's August the 10th already. I'm stunned by that. But anyway, listen to these great messages. And when we come back in a couple of 2 or 3 minutes, Bob and I are going to be right back with you. Right here. Lots more golf to talk on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, all having been brought to you by CertaFresh Cigar exclusively this segment. And I'll have a few more great sponsors to talk about at the end of the show. Back in a minute. Okay, Ryan and Bob, I've got to take one quick step outside of my little studio here. I'll be back in 1.5 minutes. I'll be right back. My ear is killing me.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic T-holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, thetclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. So good.
Greetings and welcome back, everybody, to the Money Golf Lifestyle Show. Ray Adams here with you. Dr. Bob Denny from the PGA of America, their historian emeritus. And you and Bob and me, hey, it's the Bob and Ray Show. Wow, I forgot about those guys. I would bet a couple of billion dollars right now. I don't have it to bet, it's a joke, but I would wage a quarter that 99.9% of the people listening to me have no idea who Bob and Ray are. But I watched them with my grandfather on TV when they did reruns and stuff of it when I was a little boy. And they had a routine, and it's a famous one called Who's On First. Do you remember them, Bob?
I remember them, but obviously Abbott and Costello is the one to popularize that.
They were.
That one, yeah.
But the Bob and Ray comedy team, well, we're talking golf, not comedy. But, well, sometimes it is comedy, though, isn't it?
Okay. It is comedy.
It is. It certainly can be. It can be frustrating and stifling, but it's a beautiful game and it's a beautiful sport. And we'd rather be golfing than so many of the other things in the world that we are forced to do. Now, how about the ladies in that U.S. amateur, Bob?
Yeah, I was taken by the accomplishments of Asterisk Tally, not so much about her 8-6 dominant win over Japan's Iwanaga, but the fact that Asterisk is living up now to the expectations of where she had been when she started her amazing run as an amateur player. Let's go back 2 years when she became the only golfer in history, man or woman, to reach the finals of 3 USGA national events, and she won the women's amateur four ball. She was runner up in the U.S. junior, girls junior, and she was runner up in the U.S. women's amateur. Yeah. Asterisk Tally from Chowchilla, California, who's headed to Stanford, a famous school for famous golfers, Tiger Woods notwithstanding. But it was just tremendous that she was able to live up to her aspirations and what she was on. And I was just impressed by it at the honors course in Tennessee. Her name is Asterisk, which in Greek means little star, her mother's Greek origin. And she is definitely a star in the making. And she's just 17 years old, folks. So she doesn't qualify in the top five, even for the youngest ever to win a women's amateur. And that's something. So we have to go all the way back to Kimberly Kim in 2006, who was 14 years old. So
unbelievable.
Asterisk shows she's got a lot of talent. She's she looks very strong for a woman who's 17 years old. She's got the great athletic ability, and I just think it's going to be another moment for bringing up women's golf, and hopefully she will live up to what we talk about is bringing them the next great American face on the
Well,
tour.
I, and again, I think you're seeing
Yeah.
another face in women's golf that's going to be one of our great, great young players. And yes, the name Asterisk is extremely unusual, and I wanted you to introduce her and explain, and all of our congratulations to her for winning this Women's US Amateur Championship. And yes, Asterisk is Greek for little star, and that's why when you use the asterisk symbol on your laptop or your phone or whatever, whenever you see it or you use it, it looks like a little tiny star. And that's why her mom named her that. She's a little star,
She's
Aster.
a brand in the making. How's that?
Well, she's a brand, all right. And I can't even imagine how much money is going to be thrown her way, shoveled her way, truck loaded her way, dump trucked her way when it's time for her to make the big scene.
Right.
It's going to happen, and I'm sure it already is. As an amateur player, they have the image and likeness and all that kind of jazz. All right, this segment is brought to you by Squares Golf Shoes. You know, Squares, Squairz, have the new spikeless shoes out, and I can only tell you, they are fabulous because they take you out to the golf course to play. Square toe, wider toe box, so your toes lay flat. That means more stability, more comfort. And it means more distance as well. And on the bottom are the spikeless shoes. We love the spikeless. By the way, don't forget that back in stock now are the wide numbers. They've got the wider shoe sizes for you where you're going to get more room where it matters. The Pro S2 spikeless shoes are there. And again, you play golf in them, walk around the clubhouse in them later, go out to the parking lot. Go to the movies, go shopping, go to dinner, whatever. There's your spikeless, the Pro S2 spikeless. One pair everywhere golf will take you. Don't forget the Speed 3 mesh and the Speed 3s. These are all absolutely beautiful shoes. They're comfortable shoes, and their shoes are going to change your game. Your next piece of equipment, Squares Golf Shoes at Squairz, squares.com. Bob, what's happening with the ladies? Speaking of ladies golf, what are they up to?
This week they're in Portland, Oregon, at Columbia Edgewater Country Club at the Portland Classic, and they last week there was one event happening across the pond. It was the PIF London Championship, and Canada's Anna Huang, that's Huang, was handed the tournament. Unfortunately, because Charlie Hull, who had the lead going into the 17th hole,
Another one.
four putts
I know.
the 17th hole,
I don't
birdies
know.
the
I
last and
It's
loses
unbelievable.
by two. And a year
Is
ago,
Charlie Hull, is she snake bit? Is
she
it a
is.
men? Does she need Dr. Bob Rotella or some? I mean,
Well,
look, we love to watch her play. She's such an excellent
but
player.
she thinks too hard down the stretch, and she
Yeah.
becomes a Tommy Fleetwood, unfortunately, for the ladies tour. And she was handed the tournament a year ago in Cincinnati, the Queens Championship, by Gino Titicoon, when Gino four putted the 18th green, then Charlie's got that victory. So that's the way the game of golf is. Unfortunately, it's that way, and you hate to see that happen to a player, especially when that putt was not even that difficult from where she was starting. It was just a lack of mental at the wrong time, and unfortunately, it cost her a lot. So anyway, going back to the women's, they're at the Portland Classic, and then it's going to be a series of three events in a row, and then they're going to have the championship, the Solheim Cup in Netherlands, the Netherlands.
Well,
And
and we need
last
to
week, last week we got to get in there, don't we? By our
well, and we need
captain.
well, and we need to make a big push for everybody to go to
Right.
iHeartRadio and Apple and Amazon and Spotify and wherever you get your podcast, wherever you get your audio, find Great American Golf because Angela Stanford, our captain, was on with us as part of my Great Women in Golf segment. Alan Solheim was on with us introducing the history of the Solheim Cup. Alan, a great friend of mine for many years. And we talked all about, we just had a great show on Saturday. And I want to make sure that everybody goes to your various platforms, wherever you listen to your audio and your podcast. Make sure you find Great American Golf on Saturday, August the 8th. And you're going to want to make sure that you listen to that. You can go to thegolfnewsnet.com. They're there.
I wanted to give a plug about our captain.
And I want you to tell us, well, how did she do? Where was she? What was she doing? And how did she do?
She was teaming in the Legends on the Legends Tour for the LPGA at the Woodford Club in Versailles, Kentucky. And her teammate was Wendy Ward. And she went from our interview to the championship, a 36-hole event, and wins it with Wendy 30 under par by 30, six strokes.
300 under par.
Yes, and Angela and Wendy dominated the strongest field they've ever had in this event, and one of the strongest fields ever on the Legends Tour, including Annika Sörenstam and her sister Charlotta.
Yes.
Julie Engster, you name it, Meg Mallon, the whole gang were there.
They were all there.
All there. And they win 30 under par. And all congratulations to Angela and Wendy. Wonderful. And that shows, I guess, the potential players coming up to be selected for the Solheim Cup that, yes, the captain can play. She walks the walk.
Well, I think she is and is going to be a great captain. We had a wonderful time with her. I don't know, 25 or 30 minutes with her on Saturday's show. That will live there out on the platforms. You can go listen to that. It's a great interview. And of course, my great friend, Alan Solheim. And we're excited for the ladies and everything happening. All right. What's going on? Don't worry, folks. We're going to get back to the PGA Tour. We're going to get to the playoffs. We're going to get to the FedEx St. Jude Championship in a minute. Hold on. We've got some more golf to talk. Bob, what's going on with the Champions Tour? The guys, the men,
they're the legends of the game. They're in the state of Washington, Snoqualmie, Washington, for the Boeing Classic.
Yeah.
Stephen Ames is the defending champion. And I said earlier in this program and the last one, though, just I feel for those folks in the state of Washington because of the wildfires, and it's a very difficult condition. So I'm hoping that everybody can understand that there's some already out there. They're making donations towards for those folks that live in the state of Washington, and you can go out and on online and search out how you want to help those folks as well. But the Champions Tour is the Boeing Classic, and it's one of the best. Last week was the Portugal Classic, and Zach Johnson, I think he's got his third victory on the tour, so
yep.
It's off to a great start. It's fun to watch how skillful these fellas can be, even after the age of 50, and some of them have a little bit of weight over the belly or over the belt there, but they're still playing great golf.
Well, Zach Johnson certainly doesn't, but yeah, you're right. Some do. I will tell you that over the years, and we've covered it, and everybody remembers that have been with me all these 26 years and still are with me by way of thegolfnewsnet.com, by way of all your audio platforms, by way of writing to me, golfadams@msn.com. I'll make sure I get you out on my big email list. By the way, we have a new big email going out with hot summer golf products coming into the end of summer, and it's hot everywhere. I've got some great new golf products coming out your way that you're going to love from the PGA show, and new ones, and some you already know. But the Champions Tour then heads up to Calgary, don't they? It's a little windy, wee bit windy up there.
Yes.
And then they go to Warwick Hills in Grand Blanc, Michigan. That tournament's been around just forever. It's just such a great golf course, great place in our country. Then they go to the Minnehaha Country Club in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Minnehaha. I love that name. I think it's great. So they're on their way playing. They've got to go to Pebble Beach, and then they head to Pennsylvania, and they'll be back to Florida where it's going to be hot. I say hot and sticky, but there's so much going on. And then, of course, they end up at the Charles Schwab Cup Championship in the middle of November, and we will be certainly there and filming and interviewing and covering that. So that's what's up with the Champs Tour. We've talked about the ladies, and now let's get back to the gents, the guys, the PGA Tour. We are in the playoffs. FedEx Cup St. Jude this week in Memphis, birthplace, hometown of my father, Memphis, Tennessee. And then the BMW Championship coming up at Bellerive in St. Louis. That's Craig Renshaw's hometown. We can't wait for Craig to weigh in on Bellerive. Bellerive is quite a famous place, Bob. A lot of history there. And then, of course, we go where the, well, the Bobby Jones, people say he goes to Bobby Jones, walks the halls and the fairways of Eastlake Country Club, Eastlake Golf Club, there in Atlanta, hot Atlanta, Georgia. What about what's happening this week? The Danny Thomas Memphis Open benefiting the St. Jude kids. That's what it used to be called long, long ago. Mm-hmm. Danny Thomas, a famous actor and singer and comedian. His daughter Marlo Thomas took over and is the ambassador, the person on television. She used to have her own TV show as well. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't Marlo Thomas marry a guy by the name of Phil Donahue?
She sure did.
She sure did. And yeah, there's another name out of the past that I'll bet you that quarter, 90% of the people listening to us don't have no idea who Phil Donahue is. I grew up on Phil Donahue. I watched that show as a young person.
Little side nugget. I was in the East Room of the White House watching Charlie Sifford receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Barack Obama. And up on the stage was Marlo Thomas. And Phil Donahue was seated right about 5 feet away from me across the ropes.
Isn't that wonderful?
2015, and it was a wonderful year, and so proud of the administration honoring Charlie once and for all.
By the way, after the playoffs, they're going to head over to, well, where are they heading after the playoffs, Bob?
Are you talking about the PGA Tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's loads going on.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, look at all these golf tournaments.
Yeah.
You've got after Eastlake and the FedEx Cup is over.
How deep do you want to go?
Well, you've got the Biltmore in Asheville.
Yeah.
You've got the President's Cup at Medina. We're going to have a lot of fun with that one.
Then you got the Bank of Utah. That's where Michael Brennan was the previous winner.
Yes. Yes. And that's a beautiful place up there in Utah at Black Desert Resort Golf Course. And mm-hmm. from there, Bob, they're going to Japan.
Yokohama. The Bay Current Classic, yes.
Then they go on to Bermuda. They play in Mexico
mm-hmm.
Twice. Do they play twice? Yeah. They play at Nuevo Vallarta, at the big Vedanta Vallarta from Vedanta World. What a big, massive resort and, you know, accommodations company Vedanta is. El Cardenal Devante at Cabo San Lucas. They then go to the Omni Barton Creek Resort in Austin.
Yeah, I know that place well.
Yep. Yes, it's absolutely gorgeous too. And then Sea Island out there in Georgia and the Hero. So my goodness gracious, it's just nonstop with the tour. I mean, there is a way for a lot of people to make a lot of money in all of those golf tournaments, and you're likely not going to have the greatest players on the earth in those tournaments, are we?
No, that's not going to have that every week, not by any stretch of the imagination. No.
All right, Bob. Mm-hmm. What about the Danny Thomas? I call it the Danny Thomas. What about the St. Jude Championship? Benefiting the kids, going helping the kids.
It's one of the greatest causes, I think, in golf. As simple as that.
It is.
I always will be. Giving parents with minimal ability to help their poor children who are suffering from cancer and other, is to have a way to have free medical taken care of by donations to that hospital. And that's fantastic. There's been some great stories coming out of that. and always will be. And that will always remain to me one of the greatest humanitarian efforts
Well,
by the Patriots.
isn't it the, I believe I'm correct when I say it's the only golf tournament on tour where it is a total fundraiser for that charitable organization. And since 1970, I read somewhere this last week where they have raised over $74 million.
That's always going to be one of the greatest things about it.
I
And
hope that golf
yes.
tournament
Oh,
is
yes.
always and forever there.
Right. How many people remember that our defending champion is Justin Rose?
Yeah, nobody remembers that. Justin Rose won the golf tournament. By the way, this is also, and you're our historian, so you can help me here. And I interviewed him for probably, I've got a recorded interview with Al Geiberger that's probably 30 minutes long or more. And Al talks all about when he was the first person at this golf tournament to shoot a 59.
Mr.
And
59.
he thinks, and other organizations believe, and by the way, he doesn't have a egotistical bone in his body. He is the most humble, down to earth, nicest guy you could ever imagine. But he does, I asked him, I brought it up. I said, what happens if you shoot a 59 on a par 70 course versus a par 71 or a par 72? And he said, well, there's been great organizations that have done the research, the homework, the numbers, the whatever. And if you shoot it on a seven par 72 course, that is considered the greatest round. What do you think, Bob?
I would take a 59 in any golf course.
Well,
I'm not going to qualify that.
we've had how many
I
of them do it
understand.
now? How many do it?
I think there's
Six,
16 now, I
16 of
think.
them now. Yeah, and I remember when there was
I will not
two. I
belittle
remember when
I
there
will
was
not
two.
I'm not belittling any of the 59s out there. I understand what Mr. Geiberger says. He's the first to do it. I think that's the greatest to have on his legacy. He's the first. And
Well, he's a
that
first, and he also
Yeah,
did it
yes.
on the course. And
Right.
again, he was not at any level bragging. He's the greatest guy.
No,
I need to
no.
dig that interview out and play it
Yeah,
sometime. It's
I
so
understand
worth
what he's talking about, which is it's just 13 under on a par 72, right?
Vijay Singh,
Yeah.
yeah, 13 under, not 12 or 11. Vijay Singh is the only four-time winner of the tournament. So he
Yeah.
loves Memphis.
Yes.
Hot
This
and
tournament,
sticky. It's going to be hot and sticky, Bob.
right. People should realize that the top 50 are being trimmed at the end of the weekend,
Go ahead.
going on to the BMW Championship. That's the part that we should understand. The top low at the 50, it's trimmed right at 50 to go on. This week, there's 69 players in the field, not 70. Daniel Berger is withdrawn because he has a injury. So he will not be there. So 69, there's nobody replacing him. 69 start.
All right. Well, we're going to have a load of golf coming up this week, and we're going to be watching a bunch of golf all over the place. And we've got well, we've got Rory McIlroy. We said earlier in the show there probably was a discussion, a phone call. We will never know what caused him to change his mind, but there he is playing in the playoffs.
This week we also have the U.S. Amateur
Yeah.
at Marion, and
Yes,
what
we
a
do.
surprise! Marion now becomes the most celebrated USGA site in history, the most in history. 20 USGA championships of national attention of any repute have been on their property. 20 of them. And so it goes all the way back in the 1904. So they've had amazing what's the word? Extension of heritage, legacy, whatever it may you want to call
And
it.
what is unique about Marion?
Yeah.
What do you recognize about them?
You recognize that it's under 7,000 yards, I believe.
It's a short course.
Yes, and it's tight. And it's and I always remember Ben Hogan's victory in the 1950 U.S. Open. I do know that you have to be very precise on your ball striking, and you also have to figure out a way to get to the course if you're driving. It's very
Huh.
not easy, not easy to get there.
Have you been there?
I've been there one time. Yeah.
And what else is unique about this? If I'm not mistaken, help me with our history over here. Didn't Justin Rose win a US Open there?
That's his only major.
And isn't there something else visually unique about this golf course, different than any other that you'll ever see when you're watching it on TV? You don't see blank on the greens, you see
You
blank.
see, a wicket, a
You
wicket.
see a wicker basket, a
Yeah,
wicket, you do.
I call it a wicket, but it's a wicker
Yeah,
basket. Yeah, that's
it's a
true.
wicker basket
Right.
instead of a flag stick. Now
That's good.
that doesn't allow you to really check the wind very well, does it?
No. that golf course was built in 1896, and it's in Ardmore, Pennsylvania.
Yes, it
So
is. My son
it.
was born in Pittsburgh, and I lived in Pennsylvania for a while. Wonderful state, wonderful people.
Right.
What a sports town Pittsburgh is. But I froze my Irish, you know what, off. And within a year of being transferred there, I left.
Right.
And I got to Texas as quick as I could and took a big, huge job there and played a lot of golf. And then after I retired from that corporate position, 27 years ago, I came back to Phoenix, a very young man, and started Great American Golf. And from there, Great American Golf Media grew into radio and television and all of that. I'm not saying anything out of ego, folks. I'm just giving you a little background history. And so Pennsylvania is a very important place in our family's history. All right, Dr. Bob, my goodness gracious, the time has flown by. We've done it. We started about an hour ago, and I've got a couple of 3 or 4 minutes here where I need to shout out to some of my wonderful anthem-only sponsors, and I'm going to do that now. You're welcome to continue with me. Thanks for joining. I know it's late where you are, so we will wrap this up with Dr. Bob Denny. And back with Bob this coming Saturday morning on Great American Golf. We'll be right in the middle of a ton of golf from US amateurs to PGA tours and all of that. You know, one of my favorite companies in my Anthem Only segment, and when I talk about Anthem Only, I talk about keeping your dollars local. You do that for economic reasons, you do that for the tax base, you do it for charitable organizations, you do it for the school system, and you do it to support your local businesses. And it doesn't matter where you live, what city you're in, draw a 3 or 4 mile radius around your house and try to keep your dollars for everything you do within that circle. Now, obviously, if you can't, you got to drive out of it. But try to keep it local. Keep your dollars local. It's the great thing to do for your community. And I call the segment Anthem Only because my show emanates from Anthem, Arizona, which is a north-north suburban area of Phoenix, Arizona. And I want to thank one of my great new sponsors, part of Anthem Only, is Back Nine Golf. Back Nine Golf is an indoor golf simulator business. They have a free 1 hour demo. You can go to thebacknine.com/anthem, thebacknine.com/anthem. And they're open 24/7, 365, rain or shine. During the hot summer, they keep it a cool 72 degrees in there, I think. You can play all your world-class virtual courses, get swing analytics and data in the comfort of the indoor golf club known as Back Nine, thebacknine.com/anthem, right in the Safeway Shopping Center. Mark Podell and his wonderful wife did this for the community, and it's a wonderful business, and we can't wait for you to, well, be a part of all of that and to enjoy the Back Nine golf. I also want to thank there are just so many great companies that are part of Anthem Only. When I talk about those companies, I'm speaking about North Valley Water Solutions. Dave Newhall and his family ran business. Dave is your neighbor up in this area. Just like you have neighbors wherever you live, draw that 3 to 5 mile circle, 3 or 4 mile circle around your house. They've got water softeners, water treatment, water purifiers, heaters, water heaters, and in this hot summer, misting systems. Oh yeah, you want to give Dave a call at 623-551-0515, or you can go to northvalleywatersolutions.com. They will come out to your place and they'll install a misting system for you at a very, very fair price that you will welcome. And you can cool your patio down by, I don't know, 20, 25 degrees. By the way, speaking of cooling down, don't forget Springfield Golf Resort has put up a big shaded area, and it drops a temperature, I don't know, 15 or 20 degrees, I read. Fabulous. Go to Springfield, SpringfieldGolfResort.com, and you'll find out more about that. And then there's just so much more I could talk about because there are other Anthem-only businesses like Pho Legends, Vietnamese. You want pho noodle? You want Vietnamese, authentic, cooked from a wonderful woman from Vietnam. She and her husband started Pho Legends in the Fry's parking lot. So much to talk about there as well. And I can also get you some very, 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 very professional golf cart. Yep, golf cart service, maintenance. You can trade your golf cart in. Bobby Boyd will help you sell it all at this wonderful company that helps you with your golf carts, batteries, tires, you know, everything in the heat that goes out. You want to get to North Valley Cart Care and Bobby Boyd. It's just a wonderful place for you to get your work done and for you to, I think, meet one of the great Anthem business owners right here in Anthem, Arizona. And you're going to be glad that you did at North Valley Cart Care. Okay, listen, folks, I have enjoyed so very much being with you. And forgive me, I'm not 100% because, as I told you at the top of the show, I came out of my dermatologist. I had to have surgery. I literally walked in my little studio, broadcast studio here from the surgery, and I was able to do the show. Thank you so much for being patient with me. And because I've said that, of course, I'm going to encourage you again. And that is make an appointment with your dermatologist. Even if you don't think you need to, make that appointment and make sure you use the right sunscreen. Talk to your dermatologist about what is the right sunscreen, because you can be wearing sunscreen and think you're fine and you're not. I thought I was, and I wasn't. And then the last thing is make sure you hydrate. Hydrate with the proper hydration. And you can talk to your healthcare provider about that. You can talk to a nutritionist about that. But don't listen to all the online stuff. Don't be, you know, fooled by all of the social media stuff. Find an electrolyte beverage that makes sense, that's healthy, clean, and is going to hydrate you accordingly. And that includes good old-fashioned water. But not only always water, make sure that you use some electrolytes as well in there. All right, Ray Adams signing off for you today on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Thank you again so much for joining me, and thanks for, well, being a part of everything we do here. We're going to be back with you this coming Saturday morning on Great American Golf.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire,
Let's get you taken care of.